And Kitty.
What are you saying?
JoelRadio.net with Sheshy and Kitty.
Sheshy's here. Hi, Sheshy.
Hey, Sheshy. What's going on,
buddy?
How
you doing, buddy? He sits by me, not you.
Right He's there. A good boy.
Good boy.
Such a good boy.
Welcome back to Joel Radio. Joel Fragamenti here.
Hell yeah.
Got a good show for you today. Harry Arton, Barbarian, The Bat Out of Hell.
MC Sampler.
MC Sampler. Lots
of HIV Fonzarelli. Hortense the Hand Puppet, a little self-esteem. Mr. Self-Destructive.
He is here. His dog, Sheshy, is joining us as well. Sheshy might not have much to say, but we'll see.
Sheshy's my manager.
Yes.
Sheshy, as I am your manager.
All your bookings.
Sheshy is my manager.
Well, I got Sheshy on the phone to get you here today. So.
Sheshy, do you have anything to say today? Sheshy, what do you have?
Sheshy.
What's on your mind? Just
Sheshy's
tell me.
Not Mike.
Sheshy
right?
can no, but Sheshy can communicate me with me telepathically.
You
Sheshy, what's
so?
On your mind? Oh, the kitty's food. He wants kitty's
food.
Yeah,
but you can't have the kitty food.
All right, whatever. Okay.
And the kitty's here too, but the kitty's sort of
nonchalant.
Well, she hissed at Mr. Sheshy
and tried to attack him.
Yeah, but now they're separate. They're in the same room here in the studio.
Stop. Kitty.
Okay, stop it. Come on. So anyway, Harry is here. Harry's always got funny stuff for us. I know he's got. We'll talk about your rap career with MC Sampler. I know I've been working with you on that.
Oh,
in
yes.
some ways
at the JoelRadio.net studio.
The same studio we're sitting in right
Ferndale,
now,
Ferndale, Michigan. Fashionable Ferndale.
And then we'll talk about. I know you've got fun. I like when you did YouTube picks a couple weeks ago. Whenever. That
oh
was.
Hell yeah!
So I know you found some funny stuff on YouTube
oh,
for
yeah,
the fans.
Dude, I got a shitload of shit.
So we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll do a Super Bowl prediction. I don't have a lot of. Usually we do Super Bowl picks with Corey, but. And we'll talk about UFC briefly because there's
not
a
into
UFC
Super
show.
Bowl at all, dude.
No. And maybe Oscars too because the Oscar nominations came out and it's a lot of crap Who you expected. And then, well, they did something different with the Oscars this year. They did 10 nominated films for Best Picture. And some of the selections, I'm kind of curious. So we'll get into that later. We'll get into that later. But for right now, Harry's here. How you doing?
I don't get it. It says animated feature. It doesn't even list Avatar.
No, because Avatar is not considered an animated feature, even though it was like 60%.
Oh, brother.
Computer. Because, you know, it's weird stuff.
Yeah.
They have weird rules over there now and, you know, whatever. You know, the documentary's been a thing where they have rules about what can be considered a documentary and some things can't. Very odd. They've got
very,
their rules.
Interesting.
So anyway, we are going to get into all that today.
You ever wonder what it would be like fucking in 3D IMAX?
Like pornography or something?
No,
or
no,
like...
not pornography. Just fucking in 3D IMAX with your girlfriend.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It'd be like this.
Like you would be on the screen.
Audio visual experience.
Well, I mean, wait a minute.
Like that THX.
Like you would be doing actually having the sex, or the sex would be?
I don't know.
On the screen, I don't
like
know.
You'd be wearing glasses and fucking your girlfriend. It's like, you know, 3D, and you got to pay $3 extra to fuck her. That'd be awesome.
I don't
IMAX.
Know. I don't know what to say about that.
Probably be expensive to fuck it. $12.
You think so?
Yeah, at least $12 per person. Yeah, like what if there's these booths you could just go in and like have 3D IMAX sex?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
right. What about we talk about what should we start with? You want to start with your rapping? I know you're very excited about that.
Oh, I almost had a heart attack the other day.
Doing what?
Thinking about my rap career.
What are you thinking about it? Where
well,
is
last
your rap?
Year I sold 6 albums, and
he sold 6 albums.
Yeah, on iTunes, I'm blowing up, and I streamed a lot of songs, and I also sold a lot of singles.
But don't you sell stuff like when you do a show? Sometimes don't you bring a CD with you and sell it?
Sometimes yes, sometimes.
But
no.
I would think that would be the best way for you to
probably,
sell your stuff.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
But I have to manufacture them in a more professional manner.
Well, I think so, but I mean, you know what? I
don't think
I see,
people want like a CD with like just my Sharpie. On
you know,
it.
You say that, but then I see comics who do that.
Okay, maybe. Or how much could I sell them for?
I don't know, $10.
All right.
Or what about guys who they'll make the sleeve or they'll make the insert professionally? They'll have a printer do that, and then they'll just burn a CD and put it in there, and then they sell that.
Yeah.
And that looks a little more
a little
professional.
Bit more professional.
And maybe get
well,
a label.
As soon as I have some fucking money. Jesus Christ. You don't even understand. This economy has affected me greatly.
The economy's affected everybody, man. I'm
Dude,
having a hard
only
time.
Me.
No, it's affected
it's
me.
Only
well.
Affected me.
Well, I've got some more. In fact, I want to say that if you're interested in seeing my performances, I've got a full list of my performances up at joelthecomic.com. You can go over there.
Oh, it's getting updated.
It is updated.
Finally,
with new
after 25
websites.
Years.
There are new show Christ. Dates up there. So there's nothing, anything. I mean, I think they're all in Michigan at this point, but I know there's one in Elkhart, Indiana. I'm going to be there. So check those out. A lot of them are venues TBA because the bookers haven't given the info yet. But,
right.
But there's a lot of gigs up there. So
the change that's loose is all about the economy.
It is.
Everyone check out joelthecomic.com.
Joelthecomic.com has my show info.
And this is joelradio.net.
Joelradio.net, which does not have my show info, but you can go over to joelthecomic.com.
What's joelradio.com?
It's joelthecomic.com.
But what's joelradio.com? Why can't you?
Oh, there's a guy, he has...
A loser, probably.
Well, he's a guy, he has a website... Which is like financial advice or something.
Oh, brother.
And he reserved a spot for his podcast. And he doesn't even, there's not even a website. If you go to joelradio.com, it's not even a site. It's parked by a guy. I looked up his Who Is information. Then I found a website that he had, and it's like
and
some
he,
guy.
And you looked at his picture, and it was exactly you. And it was like in another
looked exactly
life.
Like me.
In like another dimension. Oh, my God, that would be so
No,
scary.
It wasn't that guy, but it was some guy, I think, giving either real estate or financial info. It sounded like a bit of a scam.
Did he host like a psychopathic show?
Get-rich-quick scheme or something.
Every couple weeks?
So I don't... So anyway, that was the deal with that. So that's who joelradio.com is.
Fuck
it. And so that's why I had to go with joelradio.net, but now I like joelradio.net. I think it has a nice ring to
because
it.
Because it's on the net. It's a network.
Well, it's not to be confused
com
with...
Com is communication.
Joelthecomic.com. No, com is commerce.
Commerce.
Yeah, commercial.
Well, you're not commercing anything.
No, I'm not selling anything.
You're networking.
Really. On Joel the Comic, it's commercial because I'm a comic.
But it's social networking.
Sure. I guess so. So that's
what's up with Kitty?
Kitty's got a little bit of a coughing thing, but she's okay.
Jesus Christ.
Do you think she's going to drop that?
Kitty's neck is like incredibly elongated yeah. right now. She looks like a brontosaurus.
She's coughing. She's all right.
She looks like a brontosaurus.
She's just coughing a little bit. She's sneezing and coughing.
Kitty,
she does that.
Does she have a hairball?
She's an old lady. A little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Poor Kitty. I love you, Kitty.
You'll be okay.
Honey.
There's nothing
to
worry about.
Do you want me to choke
about.
You?
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
You're choking my cat.
I choke my chicken.
I know. I know. I actually used to get very concerned when she would do that, but she's okay. She's just having a little.
Do you like spanking your monkey or choking your chicken better?
In terms of what? Like the phrase?
I don't know what you mean by
All
that.
Right, let's get into your music.
I'm pulling a, what's his name? Billy Bob Thornton.
We've played a lot of your music, I think, in the past.
You've seen that interview a million times, right?
The Billy Bob Thornton interview?
Yeah.
What does he do on it?
You know. Where he doesn't answer the guy's questions because he's so incredibly offended. That
yeah, it was some radio guy.
Right. You never saw that?
I remember it. It was some radio guy, and Billy Bob was in to plug his music.
Right.
And the guy kept asking him about Angelina Jolie or something.
No, he kept bringing up the fact that he's an actor, and Billy Bob Thornton didn't want him to,
he didn't want to
that
say
he's
an
actor.
Yeah.
Moronic.
He's an idiot. So should I play the... Now, so you came up with a rap song.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot of rap parodies. You very famously did the Baby's Got Jack, the parody
Baby
of,
Got Jack.
Baby Got Jack, the parody of Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby's Got Back, Baby Got Back, whatever you want to call it. And you did that parody, and you had a little success on the radio with that for a bit.
I did.
Back in the 90s. And now you've got this new song about the economy.
Right.
And people like this song. I've seen you do this live.
Right.
And it's funny. It's too
good. You've performed
the
live
gin and
with
juice.
Me.
I DJ. I don't really perform.
You're
it.
Good.
I put the song on and hit the play button.
So anyway, we started producing the tracks here. We did pre-production at Joel Radio's studio.
Yes.
Here in fashionable.
But you said, can you record a song for me? And I said, I don't really know. I mean, I have stuff to record, but it's not really set up for multi-track band recording, which is something that you want. And I said, Well, I know if I can really do that.
I wanted to punch in and punch out.
Yeah, but I said I can record a basic track.
But I've laid the underpinnings for your future studio if you ever did choose to make a studio.
So should I? Why don't I play the latest version, which is the one now you eventually abandoned Joel Radio Studio?
No, let's play the original version.
Do you want to start at the beginning?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll play a sample of that okay. and see if people can detect the difference between Joel's radio studio and a studio in which Eminem and George Clinton has recorded. So let's see which one is better.
All right, well, this was, I think, was the first one we did.
Man, I'm so sick and tired of this economy, man. It's such a joke, man.
It's recorded right here at Joel Radio Studio.
That's right. So I get paid. Only 45 an hour here.
With so much drama in this economy, I'm tired of being broke. I'm stuck at the crib with my mom's eating celery. And she's like, why don't you just get a job with a salary? I'm broke as hell.
Man, I got laid off. Even lost some of my money to that prick Madoff. So I pick up the phone and call my homie B. And he's like, stop watching reality TV. Get your butt out there, sampler. Get a job, G. So I get on my bicycle, apply at Mickey D's. But I failed the second interview. Ronald, please. Bumps see me on the street. And they start to tease. Being flat broke.
I'm going to let it get to the chorus.
No joke. Can't even find myself a fat shorty to poke. Or some endo to smoke. Nothing to tow. Yo, Snoop, hand me that rope. It's time to crow. My house is in foreclosure. This is robbery. About to lose my sorry ass in alimony. No jobs for me.
Everything in this song is true.
Did I get my college degree? Rolling down the street, washing windows, looking for change that's loose. Laid off with my mind on your money and your money.
Okay, now let's play the other version.
Rolling down the
street. So that was the first take we did here.
And I did it in one fucking take.
Harry's cool.
Eat your heart out, Eminem.
And the way we had to do it is I had to play the track through like the PlayStation 3, and then Harry was listening on headphones and recording into a different. So it's
and
not.
Then
really
you were playing like
setup.
Mortal Kombat while I was recording.
But it's not really a great setup.
Finish him.
It's not really.
You sampled that by mistake.
It's not really a good setup for that. But because it's the best I can do, though. You know, considering we can do a radio show in here pretty easily. But for doing music, it's a little more challenging.
I want to sample the first song at Joel Radio as soon as possible.
Okay.
I just want to do that Sara Lee song. I know you hate it.
Stop it. Listen. Let's keep talking about Change That's Loose. Let's go to take two.
Take two.
So you decided you didn't like the vocal track, even though I have to say that first take sounds really good. Yeah. I did a slight double tracking
in
post-production.
Listen to this, honestly, be like critical of my second time I laid it down.
Uh-huh.
Be critical of that and also listen to the production.
Yes, listen to take two.
Listen to both. The way I'm rapping, because I need feedback, guys.
Here's the second take. This is about a month later.
This economy. What a
we
joke.
Came back
oh,
to
wait.
Joel Radio.
Oh, this was your thing.
I'm tired of being broke.
This is take two at
so
my
you,
studio.
Dr. Dre.
All right.
You want to redo it?
So much drama
but
in this
we won't play the
economy.
Whole verse.
Tata B&B-R-O-K-E.
Well, we did some production.
See, now it sounds more mono. My
like,
voice just put it in
yeah.
mono,
salary.
Not stereo.
Broke as
you
hell.
Can tell.
Yeah, it's because I've been doing
something fucked up.
Lost some of my money to that prick Madoff, so I
it sounds
pick up the
dead.
Phone and call my homie.
It sounds a little more flat.
He's like, stop watching reality TV.
I didn't get a good double tracking effect.
Get a job, G, so I get on my bicycle, apply.
It's like fucking a girl's pussy and just full of sawdust.
Ronald, please bump see me on the street, and they start to tease.
But they can hear when we did the
okay, suck. That sucks.
Oh, wait a minute, no, because we let me explain.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, he did an effect.
Let people listen.
Tote. Yo, Snoop, hand me that rope. It's time to croak. House is in foreclosure. This is robbery. About to lose my sorry ass. Alimony. No jobs for me. Time to play the lottery. Why the did I get my college degree? Rolling down the street, washing windows, looking for change that's loose. Laid off.
My mind on your money and your money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, washing windows.
That was a pretty good attempt, Joel.
Laid off
my mind.
It's called a radio effect.
Well, this is what we did. Yeah, we put a radio effect on that, which we sampled and copied and pasted.
You sampled that?
We also recorded.
You sampled that?
We sampled the one.
So you do know how to sample. You've been keeping it from me.
No, we took the one and we copied it and pasted it across.
Don't be fronting on MC Sam.
And the other thing we did is, remember, you did the verses separate from the chorus. Then we recorded the chorus. And we put the chorus, we took the chorus, cut it out, put it into the track. Then you went and you re-recorded the chorus. You double-tracked your vocals live through playback. We played it back and
my
you did the choruses
vocals
again. No, your
chorus
vocals.
Okay,
so we get to the chorus, it's actually two Harry singing, not double-tracked.
Which is done all the time.
But you did it live. In other words, you sang to your own voice.
Right. You didn't
so that one sounds
it.
Different.
Didn't
I didn't just I didn't just copy it over, remove it slightly.
And it sounds pretty synced.
And it sounds okay. I like
and Joel's doing like an A-plus job in terms of production.
But
so
I don't really have the equipment for that. I don't have
you
Pro
almost
Tools,
do. 45 an hour here at JoelRadio.net.
It's not 45 an hour.
All right, 25 an hour.
And then finally you decided you needed some other things done. It was coming along, but you
right,
weren't.
But I needed to punch in and punch out. I wanted to put my mom into it. I wanted to put my friend Brian into
okay,
it.
So this is
Brian
the
McCree.
Now, is this what version would you call this? Is this the final version?
This is the almost final version.
Okay. So this version that you're about to hear,
it's not finished yet.
But you're happy with it for different reasons.
Listen to the vocals and listen to the production. Tell me if you think there's a difference.
Right, here's Harry's newest version. Now,
pump
you
it up.
You went to a studio for this, right?
Yeah, a real studio.
A real recording studio.
Where they recorded with Eminem and George Clinton.
Okay, all right, okay.
You've heard of George Clinton?
I've heard of him.
Eminem?
Rings a bell.
Okay.
Okay. But we're going to listen to this now. Here's the latest version.
Yo, what's up with this economy? This is MC Sample and I'm tired of getting played. Yo, just sign me Dr. Dre so I get paid.
Echo on.
With so much drama in this economy, I'm tired of being B-R-O-K-E. I'm stuck in the crib with my mom's eating celery. She's like,
why don't you get a job with a salary?
I'm broke as hell. I got laid off, even lost some of my money to that prick Madoff. So I pick up the phone and call my homie B. And he's like,
stop watching reality TV. Take the full pill. Get a job, HB.
So I get in my bus, I co-apply at Mickey D's. But I fail the second interview. Ronald, please. Bums see me on the street and they start to tease. Being flat broke, it ain't no joke. Can't even find myself a fat shorty to poke. Or some endo to smoke. Nothing to toke. Yo, Snoop, hand me that rope. It's time to croak. My house is in foreclosure. This is robbery. About to lose my sour ass in alimony. No jobs for me. Time to play the lottery. Why the did I get my college degree? Rolling down the street, washing windows. Looking for change that's loose. Laid off.
With my mind on your money.
Rolling down the street, washing windows, looking for change that's loose, laid off.
With my mind on your money, put your money on my mind.
One, two, all three, right. And
now I like that.
Okay.
I think you did a good job with that.
Okay.
I like it.
What about vocally?
Vocally, I mean, the vocals sound different the way that they were recorded there, and I don't think in a bad way. I think it's just a different way.
I'm not talking about the reverb.
Your performance, you're
I'm
saying.
Talking about my performance.
Performance was good on both. You did a lot of that stuff. I'm guessing you did a lot of multiple takes, mm-hmm. and they just found the right one,
right.
Which is a lot easier to do.
Like on verse one, like they're punching me at one time, and the rest of the verse they're punching me another time.
Yeah, so you're. It's not even
it's
one.
Not continuous.
It's not like the one take. Like, but see, I think the one take thing has its charms.
It does. It absolutely
it does, yeah.
does. If you can do that and pull that off,
yeah.
So that was multiple takes and multiple punching in, and punching out. They didn't even let me do the chorus.
Yeah.
While I did the verses,
sure.
Whereas I did it all the way through with you.
Yeah, you did all the verses.
From verses to chorus.
In one take. It was great. That was great.
Usually you don't record that way.
I know you don't. And there's reasons why you don't, because people get out of breath and you know your voice
well,
has to change.
It's got to sound differently also.
Yeah, and you want it to sound like different. So I like that. I mean, that definitely sounds more professional.
Like it or love it?
I mean, whatever. I think, you know, I mean, my feeling with that is what... Although here's the thing. You've used that version live on stage to rap to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you actually should use one of the earlier versions to rap to.
Why?
Because I think the stuff like the Brian's part
mm-hmm. and my mom's part
are kind of buried in the mix. And when
right.
you hear it over the PA in a live venue, that it
yeah,
doesn't come out as clear.
Right.
But you know, I like what.
What
you're
if I rap? What if I rapped along with their part?
Yeah, you could do that too.
Okay.
But what about now where is this song? Like where is this going? When it's okay. done, where is it going to go? Is it going
to
be for
well,
sale?
Well, it's going to be released to iTunes, Amazon.com, Napster, released worldwide, you know, in terms of, you know, internet, national distribution all over, international distribution all over the world. You know, 99 cent downloads, Amy Street, all kinds of places all around the world. So, you know, hopefully
okay.
I can make my money back plus and then some.
And like how many of those do you need to sell to make your money? Because that studio is not cheap, I'm sure.
I probably would need to sell like 800 copies of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm going to.
I don't know how you... I don't
know. I
have
to do like a media blitz. See, like here's what I've learned in my 20,000-year history of making rap. You always have to figure out like an end game, like the end plan. Like what are you going to do once you produce the thing?
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that plan in stake, once you produce it, it won't go nowhere.
Yeah.
It will go nowhere. It's all about producing and marketing. If you don't know how to market your shit, then you might as well not even produce it.
So you've produced it. Now, do you have a plan for radio or anything? Well, who's going
to... Well, I can release it to any radio.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we're playing it here on Joel Radio.
I can release it to Howard Stern, Man Cow, my buddies over there, my pseudo buddies. I can release it to some of these black DJs that might get a kick out of it. I mean, I used to know Lisa from 96.3 WHIT
okay.
out here back in the day.
But so
I don't have real relationships though with radio DJs.
But you release it and then they play it, but do they necessarily plug it? Do they necessarily like...
They might.
Tell people where they can buy it, because I would
they
think
might.
That's important.
They might.
Not know just to play it, but
or,
to say,
or
come
I can,
buy it here.
Or I can release it to Premier Radio Networks based in Los Angeles, and,
uh-huh.
and I can sell it to them for a couple hundred bucks.
No. Oh.
And then that's win-win, because then I have a song, I sell it to them for a couple $100, and I own the rights to my song.
And then what do? They can...
They'll distribute it on their worldwide network, well, mostly nationwide network of affiliates.
So
all the morning shows will get it as part of their package.
Yeah, they subscribe to this content.
They pay like $50 a month or whatever for these services, these comedy services, and then Premier Radio Network will give it to them.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. I know nothing about this, but I would say that
I've done
like
it before. I used to sell my songs to this company called Olympia Networks, and they were bought out by Premier.
Okay. Well, maybe there's a chance of that then.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then people can look for that song.
Maybe in the very least, Premier would line up some interviews for me.
That's another thing.
On local radio. And then, I mean, I could look up your poor friend Jim Hamm on his radio station.
All right,
that's not.
Can you stop with
that,
Jim? Jim was a guy. If I can just take a minute here, not to bring the show down, but Jim was a guy, comic, a guy we knew from Detroit, who gave me and Corey, I think, probably did some of our first commercial radio with Jim. We would do phony call-ins.
I know your radio career began with him and will end.
But Jim, sadly, Jim passed away a few weeks ago. So
very sad.
Good night, funny man. Goodbye, Jim Hamm. Jim was a good guy. Jim was on Toledo on Kiss FM. He had the morning show. He was part of his team.
I mean, it's always helpful.
The
if
wacky
you know local
guy, me
DJs.
And Corey did a lot of work for him. So
if you know local DJs and stuff like that, it's incredibly helpful. Well, and DJs always need some funny stuff for fodder in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I mean, it's a dated song. It's a 17-year-old song, but I think a lot of people can relate to it. And I'm also thinking about putting a new instrumental backing to it as well, like another version of it.
Okay. Is that a version like you can't legally use or something?
I mean, I can legally use it because this is technically also a remake that I just bought on iTunes. It's a recreation of the sample. So it's like they would still come after me if I did make a lot of money on it. But at the same time, they couldn't come after me fully because it's a recreated sample of their song.
So I
avoided the sound recording copyright. Does that make any sense?
I know what you're saying. But there's still a song. You don't have permission to do the...
No. Technically, I don't. But they're not going to come after me.
They're not going to come
after me. No one's ever come after me. The only person that ever slightly almost came after me was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I thought the Beastie Boys were coming in.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The Beastie Boys actually issued their international law firm issued me an edict to immediately stop in the distribution of Into Lewinsky. Even though I didn't even make a dime on it, they were like scared the living fuck out of me, dude. I had like what's that? You know that free legal prepaid legal services at the time, and I asked them, "What do you think I should fight the Beastie Boys?" And they're like, "No," because it would cost like $30,000 to fight them.
Well, they want that stopped, and
Beastie Boys—they're a bunch of fucking wimps, as fucking Violent J would say, "Fuck the Beastie Boys and the Dalai Lama."
What about now? Let's say you wanted to get permission to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know Weird Al, I've heard interviews with him where he has to get permission.
He always would get permission, but sometimes, in some instances, he didn't get the permission, like with Coolio, and he did it anyway.
Oh, did he really?
Mm-hmm. He's also done that to Eminem.
Oh, okay.
But for the most part, 98% of the time, he gets permission. And if you get permission, sometimes their record labels will help market it because they'll get a percentage of the
mix. Right, but isn't it a thing where, like, if you...
I could send this to Dr. Dre and Snoop
But you
Dog.
Get permission. Now, would they get a writing credit on the song?
They would get a publishing credit.
Really?
Number one.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to probably share 50% publishing, but all the writing and performing would go to me.
Okay. Interesting.
Or they may even get 100% of the publishing.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
I know that. I know this band. Did you ever hear of... God, why am I blanking on this?
The one that got sued?
No, the Ruddles. You know who the Ruddles are?
Of course.
Yeah, the Ruddles were this Eric Idle and his buddies.
Right, and they had to give all their royalties to the Beatles.
And they wrote original songs, but they wrote them in the style of the Beatles. Like, they wrote songs that were very, very similar to Beatles songs. And it turns out that when it came down to the publishing and producing, that they got no songwriting credits and no publishing off those songs because they were so similar to the Beatles songs that Beatles got everything.
It's interesting. It's very. Have you ever heard of the Puddles?
And those were original songs that they wrote. I mean, original lyrics.
But have you ever heard of the Puddles?
Performances? No.
Well, they're a parody of the Ruddles, and apparently they cannot.
Are you serious?
Any of their
There's
publishing
the
or any of their writing at all? They get nothing. They don't even get money off their performances.
Yeah, but the Ruddles apparently made no money. Like, they had no rights.
Let me give you another instance. Okay. This is very fascinating. There was this kid, Disco D, from Detroit. He was a famous up-and-coming producer. He eventually committed suicide in New York City. And he was like, you know, this kid, he's a fucking whiz on production, okay? And he hooked up 50 Cent right when he was coming out with his Valentine's Massacre fucking album, and he hooked him up with a song. But the problem was the song was a sample.
Ah.
So what ended up happening, the song made a ton of money. But the record label decided that because it was a sample, they gave the money from the sample to that record label, whose music they took it from.
Yes.
And they gave all the money that song made, the rest of the money, all to 50 Cent as a writer and performer.
So the kid
and
got
the
nothing.
Kid make nothing.
Wow.
And he ended up hanging himself.
But that would have been a thing where had the guy gotten permission ahead of time, they could have worked out a deal for the sample.
They probably didn't work out the deal. It happens all the time.
But the kid had no money. Because I know when a lot of these bigger bands do it, that they go ahead and
it doesn't matter if they don't have any money. They would just say, I'm just give you a percentage.
Okay, but a lot of times they clear that stuff up front.
Yeah, or they ask for a fee up front.
They ask for a fee up front. And then they
it was called the Ski Mask Away, by the way.
Well, that was
the song. They called the Ski Mask Away.
The Ski Mask Way.
Yeah, if you could pull it up. That's an interesting YouTube video.
I'll read that. Let me write this down.
The Ski Mask Way.
Because another famous instance of that, not in hip-hop, was the song Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. You've heard of that.
Right, it destroyed him.
They used a little
bit of the music industry.
The Rolling... They're still around.
But they sort of resurfaced.
Well, they had other hits, and they had a career beyond the one song. But they used a little bit of a Rolling Stones, not even the Rolling Stones original master recording, but it was like a little bit of the symphonic backing of the Rolling Stones song.
It was an amazing song.
They had to give the full rights, even though all the lyrics were original.
And the video was amazing.
And they had to give the rights to that song, the publishing.
So you know what? Sometimes it's okay to do that if it puts you on the map and you have something to follow up with it. Get it?
Okay. Well, The Verve did, and they are still around, and Richard Ashcroft has a career.
Not as much.
But, you know, certainly they could have used
The Verve had the nerve to do such a thing.
The Verve. All right. Dude. So anything else you want to tell us about your rap career?
How about Psychopathic Riders? Can we talk about them? How they fucking parody
I don't know. I don't even know how they get away with that. So.
They don't. They don't because they don't sell it. Get it? They just perform it.
Well, they have CDs.
They
might have
bootlegs and shit.
I have a CD sitting over here.
Whatever. They may not even be part of Psychopathic because
They do have a separate record label for Psychopathic Riders. I know that.
Exactly. But that's why they don't want to get sued on the Psychopathic
maybe
umbrella.
That's true. I don't know.
And don't even bring up Golden Goldies. All right.
Okay,
anyways,
let's move on. Can we move on?
Yeah.
But you're so good luck with your rap.
Shout out to Filthy Andy.
Is there anything you want to promote as far as where people can get this
song? I mean, right now you can not get it anywhere pretty much because it's not released yet.
But there's
you can listen to it on MySpace/MC Sampler.
Okay, MC Sampler.
Add me as a friend.
Yes.
Whatever. And all that shit. Okay. I have an album out on iTunes right now called I Have a Dreamsicle. It's been on there. I have a number of singles on iTunes. You can check me out, MC Sampler.
MC Sampler on
How many
iTunes?
People are listening to this podcast?
Thousands, millions, hundreds.
It's really lighting up. The fucking phones
are
really lighting.
Well, listen, you go ahead and get your, you know. And,
I've been sampling since 1991. My rap is rated triple F, Fat Funky Fresh with a PH, motherfucker.
But you also perform live. But do you want to perform live as MC Sampler and make money, or is it a thing?
Yes, what I really want to do is have a Music is a Joke tour starring MC Sampler. Brian McCree's down with this and do a tour around the country called Music is a Joke. MC Sampler, he's doing his fucking raps with the videos.
Yeah.
It's an interactive experience. And, doing like an hour or two show and doing all funny comedy rap.
And what about...
there's a market for that shit.
So you would go to comedy clubs or you would go to theaters?
Comedy clubs, theaters.
Okay. Now what about...
Maybe even bypass the comedy club system. Oh.
What about this guy? Just get your opinion on somebody who's had some success lately. What do you think of the Dan Band?
I don't even know who that
Dan
is.
Dan Finnerty. Do you know who Dan Finnerty is? They're the wedding band in The Hangover, and he does funny covers.
I didn't see The Hangover.
Well, he's in a lot of stuff, the Dan Band.
Don't ever mention them.
Because they tour. They're playing.
Don't ever mention them again. Now, here's the deal, dude. If I were to be in a movie as MC Sampler, then I could probably launch a touring career.
Okay. Interesting.
Or if my record label was somehow affiliated with Disney, and then Disney dropped me, then I would get $1 million out of the deal, and then I would launch,
Let's move on.
Kryptonite Records. No, but my record label is Electric Eel Entertainment, Triple E, motherfucker.
All right.
Triple E, fuck G-Unit.
All right, dude. Let's move on, dude.
Yeah, let's.
Because I like, because you got other stuff. You got other irons in the fire.
YouTube.
YouTube. MC Harry.
Guys, ever heard of it?
Yeah. Well, what's the YouTube address?
No, let's talk about, oh, YouTube / Yipes MC Sampler Raps. What do you think?
I think people are looking for these things.
You like
never
that?
Find them.
Yipes MC Sampler Raps. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Yipes MC Sampler
okay,
Raps.
Enough. I've had enough.
I've had enough too, dude.
But you do a lot of other stuff. You're a smart businessman, and you.
I'm a marketer. I'm a producer.
You're good like that. Okay.
And I'm marketing Joel Fragomeni.
That's right.
FragomeniOmeni, and I'm trying to market him across fucking America.
We are, and we're going to have some dates, and a lot of the dates that are up now on JoelTheComic.com, you are responsible for.
Like, you don't even understand, I'm going to reshape your social life. Like I'm going to book you in dates that will influence where you and your girlfriend go.
All right.
That's insane.
I'm not against that.
Be very careful.
Okay. Let's move on to the next subject, which, do you want to do your YouTube stuff? Or do you want to talk about the Oscars real quick or the Super
Bowl?
Okay,
we can get over the Oscars.
You want to get over the Oscars? Okay. The Oscars, they came out, and I'm not going to go through all the categories. Maybe we will do an Oscar special as they grow close. The Oscars are March 7th, so it's you know, 3 weeks away, or more than that, 4 weeks away. But they decided this year to do 10 nominees for Best Picture instead of normally they do 5. Now, the reason they had done, I don't know why they had done 5 in the past, why they came up with that number. But the reason they went to 10 was that they were feeling that people weren't watching the Oscar show. The ratings were down. And the feeling was that people weren't watching the show because movies that people like aren't being nominated. It's all these art house movies that are being, you know, that are being nominated for Best Picture, and people, you know, don't want to pull for any of them. You know, all these costume dramas and all this garbage that people see. So now they've come up with, you know, let's nominate some mainstream films. Mm-hmm. So they nominated 10 films this year, and I'll give you the 10, and obviously some of these are more mainstream than others, but, you know, here you go. So here are the 10 Best Picture nominees. Avatar, which I know you saw and you enjoyed.
Of course.
But again, I think Avatar might have been nominated even without this 10 because it was such a big deal, but then again, maybe not. Okay, The Blind Side. That's Sandra Bullock.
Here, that's great.
True life story of the football player who is now on the Baltimore Ravens.
She produced it, too.
I didn't see it. I don't know. Maybe that gets nominated in a regular year, but maybe not, okay?
Because it's blacks, you know.
Well, there's a white family adopts a black kid, and maybe the people...
It's kind of like the story of Obama or something like
that. District 9. Now, it's one of my favorite movies of 2009. Okay, great movie. It's out on DVD. Go get it. It's great. You'll love it.
But, dude, the director's thin now. Why would I watch that?
He's not. Peter Jackson is not the director.
Oh.
It's not.
Or he produced it?
It's a guy named Neil Blomkamp.
But I thought he had something to do with it.
He produced it, yes.
Oh, okay.
He found this guy, Neil Blomkamp. He was doing short films and commercials.
I'm very suspicious of really fat people and all of this going to be kind of thin.
He did. So District 9 is a great movie. Certainly, this is a movie that would not have gotten nominated had they not done 10. So that's a good thing. I love District 9.
What's 10?
Have they not done 10 nominees? In Education, I don't know what the fuck that is, so let's move on. But again, that's a movie that probably does get nominated. The Hurt Locker, this is a movie about the Gulf
War. I hear good things. Someone told me to watch it the other day.
I haven't seen it. I need to see
it. It's about Iraq?
It's a guy who defused bombs in Iraq.
Oh, great.
It's about that. Inglourious Basterds, Quentin Tarantino's...
incredibly entertaining, but very violent.
Not a great film. Doesn't deserve to be nominated, in my opinion.
No, it's because of the Jews.
It was okay.
Right.
I liked other Tarantino stuff better, and...
It's
I'm
because
not sure.
of Harvey and Bob Weinstein's power over the industry.
Well, I didn't care very much. Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Big fat black girl. Of course she's going to fucking be nominated.
Well, again, this movie probably gets nominated either way, but I'm not a big fan of...
And Mariah Carey
I'm not going to see this.
And Mariah Carey has no makeup.
Because I feel like this movie is just going to make me feel sad. And I don't want to feel
A friend of mine said that the other day.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it. He's like, no, I don't want to feel sad.
Yeah, I don't want to...
I want to feel sad.
I don't want to feel sad.
I do. I'm sad all the time. Well, if I watch sad movies, then I'm not as sad. Hey, don't laugh
what
at my
What did you do
dog.
To Sheshi?
Sheshi is enjoying
Sheshi's wrapped up like a... He looks like a Jawa. From
you don't think he's cute?
You wrapped him in a blanket where only his head is exposed.
Dude.
Okay. And Up, the animated movie about the old man with the balloons. He flies off.
I know somebody that made love to that movie.
Okay. Up is okay. It has... And the opening scenes of Up are fantastic. About the first 15 minutes is great. after that, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Then you're in Talking Dog kitty hell, and it's
horrible.
Please
tell me you didn't see that with Miss Terry.
And I did see it with my girlfriend, Heather, and it was not very good overall. The first 10 minutes is great, and I loved it. And after that, I thought Up was terrible, so don't see that. Up in the Air, the George Clooney movie.
I hear that's a good sleeper
very
film.
Good movie, great movie, probably of all of these. I would think this would be the most serious Oscar.
That fucking Zach Galifianakis or whatever is in everything, dude.
He's in it for about 30 seconds.
I'm going to hurt that guy.
He's in the first. He's in the opening scene. He's in.
I'm going to hurt locker him up, dude.
And you know who else is in it?
Who?
A guy named Danny McBride, who I love.
I don't know who that is.
He was the guy in Eastbound and Down.
I'm tired of George Clooney.
The Foot Fist Way.
Aren't you tired of George? I heard that. It was a hilarious spoof movie with Will Ferrell. Foot Fist Way.
Yes, I think he might. I don't know if he's.
I think that went straight to DVD.
But Danny McBride is the guy
DVD.
Who plays.
Went straight to DVD.
I don't know what that is, but anyway, Danny McBride is a very funny actor. He's not. He doesn't do a whole lot of funny.
You're gonna
stuff
have to put his image on
in
your
up
website,
in the air. But I like Danny McBride. You want to see Danny McBride? Okay, I'll pull up Danny. McBride.
Later.
He's like a hillbilly actor. He does a lot of redneck.
He's like Steve Buscemi.
No.
He's like Billy Bob Thornton.
Let me show you Danny McBride. Hold on a second.
And I'll recognize him probably right away.
I like Danny McBride.
I just
he's funny.
Don't know his name.
I recommend people go out and
open it up, but I can't
and
see
get.
It.
What about that? Do you know him?
Make it bigger.
It's Danny McBride.
Yeah, maybe I've seen him.
Danny McBride.
It looks like Corey Hall.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like him. He's kind of a chubby, ugly guy. He looks like me. I don't know. Danny McBride, no?
It's okay, dude.
I'm just saying.
Just
he's
okay.
He's a good. He's
save
a,
one of those images.
Here he is in Eastbound and Down. This is. Did you see that?
Well, yeah,
he plays
that's
a
like
washed-up baseball player.
Yeah, that's been promoted all over New York City.
Yeah,
I never
Eastbound
saw
and Down is great. It was an HBO series, and it was.
Is it
kind of
like Arliss?
No. It was funny. It was very, very dirty. He's kind of like. Remember who John Rocker was in Major League Baseball? He was this hillbilly who said a bunch of outrageous stuff about black people and stuff, and he was offensive. And this is kind of a fictionalized version
like
of
Marge
him.
Schott.
It's sort of like a Marge Schott character. He has to leave baseball. He gets a job as a gym teacher in some little rural town, and he has to go teach gym to these kids, and he starts yelling at the kids and calling them pussies. It's very funny. And then he's trying to get back with his ex-girlfriend from before he got famous.
So he's like a loser.
He's a loser. It's a very funny show.
You've seen it?
I've seen the whole entire first run of the series. Yeah, I loved it.
Is it going to be renewed? What about that show?
It's coming out.
Hold on. What about that show where he's like from Detroit and he's like a gigolo? What happened to that show?
Hung.
Yeah, Hung.
I never saw Hung.
I saw it.
How was it?
It was pretty well hung.
Was it? Sheshy is not. I'm offended by what Sheshy's
doing. So comfortable. He is so comfortable. His penis is incredibly long right now. It's like 9 inches long. I've never seen it as long
as
it is.
See, he woke up because I laughed. I'm sorry.
Sheshy, you go down. Go down.
Sheshy is so funny. Okay. Well, he's laying like a man, like an old man asleep in bed under the cover.
He's almost 25. Dude. No, 35.
How old is she? He's like 5 or something.
He's 4.
Right? He's 4.
Going on 5.
Okay. All right, so we've got that out of the way. So those are my Oscar. I'm guessing the Hurt Locker wins, but that's just my early prediction.
I don't know.
I would probably pick Up in the Air if I had to pick, even though I thought District 9 was one of my favorite movies. And Avatar could
I rely a lot on what I hear on the grapevine. Yeah. If what I've heard on the grapevine, yeah, Hurt Locker would win.
Hurt Locker would win.
Not Up in the Air.
Okay, not Up in the Air. I loved Up in the Air, though. Okay, that's going. You have funny YouTube picks. You've told me you were doing this for today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get some, okay?
What about the Super Bowl?
Oh, do you want to do the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because I have nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
Okay, well,
I hate the Super Bowl.
I can say goodbye to you and I can do the Super Bowl.
I don't even know what the Super Bowl is.
Well, it's the Colts
February
and the Saints.
6th or something?
By the way, I predicted the weekend of the championship games. I came on here and said, I think the Colts and the Saints are going to the Super
Bowl. What's a Colt and a Saint?
The Colts are from Indianapolis. The Saints are from New Orleans. Those are the two teams playing. All right, but listen, I'm going to take the Colts. I'm taking the Colts, so there you
go. I'll tell you what. I'll take the fucking Saints for $500. And if I fucking win, you got to give me double or nothing. I don't even know what I'm doing.
All right, give me and I'll do UFC at the end. I'll say goodbye to you, and then I'll do UFC.
What do you mean, Ultra Fighting Championship?
Yeah, I was going to make my picks for that.
When's Violent J going to start hosting that shit?
Come on, can you give me a pick for YouTube?
Okay, first let's start with Schming.
What is a Schming?
Schming is a incredibly cute animal.
A Schming?
Okay, a schming.
Is it a K?
Like, no, S-C-H-M-I-N-G. Tell me that this is not the cutest animal there is known to man.
A schming.
A schming.
Okay, I'm typing in schming the way you told me to spell it.
Schming. We're going to look at the schming.
I don't see a schming at all. There's no schmings.
Okay, S-H-M-I-N-G. I don't know how to spell this stupid thing.
You sure it's not a
There it is. Okay, oh, schming.
Okay, there's a schming swimming.
Let's play the video.
Okay, I'm going to show the schming swimming.
Tell me this is not cute.
I don't know.
You make it bigger.
Guys, you can go watch this on
spell it correctly.
S-H-M-I-N-G. Okay, it's a hedgehog.
Okay, just spoil it for everyone.
Well, that's what it is. It's cute, though.
Amazingly cute. Admit that's cuter than your girlfriend. Look at that sweet thing.
People, let me describe. They've got this little hedgehog guy in a bathtub, and he's floating around with some toys.
Look at the schming. It's going upside down. Tell me you wouldn't want to have something
like
that.
That's pretty cute. I like Cheshire, but I like the schming too. All right, so that's the schming.
Oh, and wait, forward a little bit and see when he just he's upside down
it's
and like he just
floats.
It's a 6-minute
video.
There. Oh yeah, the schming, dude.
But I could only got to.
How'd you know it was a hedgehog? Oh, look at him.
Well, it's a hedgehog. I know what a hedgehog looks like.
Look at him. Look, he's floating.
He's floating on his back in a bathtub. And these women are going crazy.
Tell me that's not cute.
It's totally cute.
But I hear hedgehogs only live 6 or 7 years.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know anything about them.
Would you eat that thing?
No.
Isn't that sweet?
It's cute.
Would you put it in your bed and hug it?
No, I wouldn't put it in my bed and hug it.
Where would you put it?
I'd put it in a cage or something.
No. Do you think it smells?
It's a hedgehog. Why is it called a schming?
Schming.
Oh, is that just his name?
That's his name.
Oh, schming is a hedgehog. Okay.
Schming the hedgehog.
All right.
Just type in S-H-M-I-N-G, folks.
Okay, well, let me go to schming eating worms.
No, don't fuck with that schming.
No?
I don't even know what that is. Oh, brother.
The schming eating worms out of a woman's
hand.
No,
that's
hand.
Not as attractive.
It's pretty cute. I mean, it's a hedgehog.
Okay.
And what other schming videos are there? Schming playing in the bath.
Is there any
swimming.
Is there any schming anal sex?
Schming's wiggly nose. Do we want to watch schming anointing?
Oh, the schming anointing. Let's see that. Is it religious?
I don't know what anointing is.
It's something religious. Maybe it's getting baptized.
Schming is outside, it looks like.
Oh, the schming. Oh, what a sweetie.
Schming claims mama's hat. Should we watch that?
Okay, and then let's move on.
Yeah, but one more schming video.
Admit you like the schming.
Well, I've got Charlotte. Hold on a minute. I've got a rival hedgehog here.
Oh,
a schming is in mama's hat.
Oh.
But see, I've got a different hedgehog here.
Let me hear it.
I've got Charlotte the hedgehog.
Oh, God.
Charlotte the hedgehog loves cilantro. You thought schming was the cutest hedgehog. Maybe
Let me
you're
see.
Wrong.
Oh.
Look at that. The schming is eating, the hedgehog is eating cilantro.
Cilantro.
Yeah.
But that looks kind of like a rat.
It's a hedgehog.
Oh, it's eating cilantro. So wait a second. Could you take Charlotte, the schming, or whatever it is, to like a Chili's? Come on. Look at that sweet thing.
Right, so there's your hedgehog.
It looks like a pig. Oh,
he's chowing down.
Oh, my God.
So that's Charlotte, the hedgehog.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Charlotte,
what a sweetie. You know, this fucking YouTube video has, like, more hits, and they basically did nothing. They just taped their dumb hedgehog.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Prickles the hedgehog is eating strawberries and blueberries?
Okay, let me see that one, you motherfucker.
Oh, look how cute that was.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, you're killing me, dude.
So why don't you take back your schming comments? Because you didn't see this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Look how cute that is. He's got a plate of berries in front of him. This is called, which one is this? Prickles the hedgehog.
Oh, my God.
You thought you had seen all the hedgehog videos and
what is that food though? What
I don't
is
know.
That?
It's
berries. Horrible.
It
looks like
berries.
It's regurgitated.
It's berries. They're mushed up for him. But what about Quentin the hedgehog? He's stuck in his food bowl, Harry. I mean, what could be funnier than that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, couldn't you mistake one of those things for one of those like, you know, sponges like in a bath?
Well, very prickly appearance.
Would you?
I agree. I like a schming. I like.
Would
schming.
You soap up that thing and wash your body with it in the shower?
Do you want to watch Hedgehog Numa Numa dance?
Okay, then that's it. No more hedgehogs after this.
No more head. Just the last hedgehog video.
Last hedgehog. Let's see it.
And you thought hedgehog videos were going to feature Ron Jeremy, but they don't. They're actually
I like this hedgehog. No, he's not as cute as a hedgehog.
Where's this hedgehog? Well, they roll up into a ball. That's why people like these
hedgehogs.
I'm so
depressed. So.
Do you want a hedgehog? Is that going to make you happy?
No. I don't know how I'd walk it.
All right, that's enough of this hedgehog. He's not really quite dancing.
I'm starting to get depressed.
Sorry, Numa. I agree. I like Schming the best. You're right.
Schming is the cutest.
All right, who else should we look for? What else are we looking for on YouTube? Go look up Schming, S-H-M-I-N-G.
Look up hedgehogs, guys. A lot of hedgehog. Try to own one.
A lot of hedgehog videos. Okay, what else should we look for?
Okay, let's look up. Let's go back in time to the 1960s when I was born.
All right.
I was born in 1966. I don't know when you were born, Joel. You're probably born in 75.
It's something like that. Okay, so what are we looking
for? Do you remember like the old Marvel Comics cartoons?
Not really, but...
Okay, I want you to look up 60s Hulk cartoon. And I want you to play the theme song and see how many people recognize this. Because this brings back way big memories for me.
Of Incredible
You're
Hulk.
You're going to fucking love it. Because back in the 60s, they cared
about
I might
about have watched a Hulk cartoon.
Incredible jingles. And you should see how bad it is.
Theme from the 1966
wait,
cartoon version
play
of Marvel.
One of the episodes. Because it has the full theme song.
60s Classic Hulk, episode 29.
Yeah, there you go. Try
6
it.
Minutes and 35
do,
seconds.
Do it. Do it. Here we go.
I'm going to turn this
Tell
off.
Me if you recognize this. It's badass. Shows how old I am, dude.
I remember this.
You do?
I think so.
So you're old as fuck, too. Hulk. That was awesome, dude.
Well, why don't you sing the theme song for us?
Okay, now go to Iron Man. 60s Iron Man.
Here, I'll you can...
I love that. Delta by gamma rays, dipped into the Hulk. Alien gamma, I don't know what... They roundeth the power of a bull... Ain't not been, who is that lovable? The ever-loving Hulk. There's been actually some disparaging comments about why would they say the ever-loving Hulk, and they said how lame the 60s cartoon
really
was.
Well.
Is he ever-loving?
Harry, okay, take a guess of how many YouTube views that Hulk theme song has.
500,000.
1.4 million views.
I love it.
Song.
Okay, go to 60s Iron Man. See how fucking badass this song is. Totally, dude.
Yeah, I don't know the Iron
this
Man.
This is badass, dude.
I don't know Iron Man from the 60s.
You don't
at all.
Remember this?
I don't know Iron Man.
I remember
Man.
This as a little kid.
Right, well, I don't remember Iron Man.
Okay.
Iron Man theme song, 22 seconds.
Come on, man. Play it.
Here's the Iron Man theme.
Fucking pumps me full of joy.
Gary loves this stuff. So.
Come on, man. You guys. Tony Stark makes you feel he's a cool effect with a heart of steel. And Iron Man all gets a place. He fights and fights with We gotta play it again, dude. It's Iron Man. Dude, that's badass, dude. Come on. Play it again, motherfucker.
All right, come on,
come
dude.
On,
hold
dude.
On a minute. I'll play it. You
that's
want me to
badass.
You want me to play that again?
Yeah, you don't
well,
mind?
People are at home. Maybe they don't want to hear it again.
Quickly. G-Stock makes you feel he's the deadliest cat. He's the heart of steel. And Iron Man, he fights and fights. Da-da-da-da. I'm a it's Iron Man. It laces armor. It's Iron Man. Okay, now.
Okay.
See, no
how many YouTube views for that, by the way?
Million two.
1.3 million.
Okay. Next one, amazing, is do 60s Spider-Man cartoon.
Okay, I have you don't want me to play the Fantastic Four from 1960?
No, it's not as interesting.
60s.
Unless you want to do Thor, Mighty Thor 60s cartoon. See if you even remember that.
What about who are we looking for? Spider-Man?
Okay, Spider-Man first, 60s Spider-Man. And you're gonna love it because the intro is so ridiculous, dude.
Yeah. 60s Spider-Man meets this. Is there a 60s? Okay. Spider-Man theme song, 1960s.
Yeah. Watch.
Okay. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Is that this?
You just missed the front. You can start it again. Start it again. It's so ridiculous. Watch.
It goes from black and white to
in color. Dude, that's so badass. I mean, everyone knows the song, but have you ever seen the cartoon?
It's got a taxi cab in the web.
Oh, dude, if this is not Manhattan, I don't know what is. This is where Joel used to go to school. who wasted a couple years of his life, learned nothing. That was the Chrysler Building, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is like the jewelry district, I think, 47th Street. A lot of Jews over there. Like, I'm drooling right now. I would never want to do that.
It's the Spider-Man.
Wait, but just start. Just the beginning part where it says in color. It's so ridiculous.
It's okay, here it is.
Watch.
Take one more look at Spider-Man in color.
Where's the sound?
There's no sound to that part.
There is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
God damn it. This is what... Okay, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be making... Wait, I want to get your opinion.
You want that to be your theme song?
No.
I want to play that every time Harry comes on.
I'm going to do a video for Change This Loose, and I want to open it like that. Just the color. In color. Come on, do it. What do you think of that as like an opening to like Change This Loose? Tell me if it makes sense. Just start at the beginning. That's it.
I just did it three times.
Do it again.
I did it three times.
I can't get enough of this.
I don't know how much these people can hear out the air because I don't have a direct. Okay, here we go.
Come on. How badass would that be?
Okay. Now, anything else here?
Okay, yeah. Mighty Thor, 60s cartoon. Oh, if anybody recognizes this, dude, please email Joel.
Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com is the email address. Okay, is there a Thor theme?
First one.
Mighty Thor TV cartoon intro, 19 seconds.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heaven.
Oh my God, that's awesome! Okay, and last one, Captain America opening right there.
Yes, there it is.
There you go.
I think we know the Captain.
You sort of remember.
I remember the Captain.
Sounds awesome. Okay, now if just play me one more, like just one more thing. It's not a cartoon.
When Captain,
just please, I know you're not a fan of it. Just it'll take 2 seconds. Just play the S from Hell, please. If anyone recognizes it, I know you don't like it.
Yeah, Harry told me about this thing. It's the Screen Gems logo
from the 60s and 70s. It would come after Bewitched or I Dream a Genie. Just play one that's the yellowish one. No, not that one. Play the one that's cleaned up. They're fucking with it, these stupid YouTubers.
This one?
Yeah. Here we go. God, that's fucking heavy.
I don't get that at all.
And then play ITC Entertainment. ITC. IT is in Tom. See if anyone recognizes this, folks. After any show you watched in the 70s, 60s. Yeah, logo. Logo. IT is in Tom C.
ITC.
Entertainment logo. There. Do the second one. Tell me if you recognize this. Anything?
I mean, I don't know. None of those really mean much to me. Some of those I remembered. I remembered the Hulk and the Captain America and the Spider-Man ones. But
How about the Paramount Closet Killer? Type that in. Type in Paramount Closet Killer. Tell me if you recognize this. You better recognize this.
Or
you'll have never seen the Brady Bunch ever. You never saw the Brady Bunch.
I mean, I know what Paramount is.
Do it.
Okay, which one should
second
we?
One. Second one, I think.
This is the Star Trek.
Do that one, I guess. Okay, they're just fucking with it.
Yeah.
But do you recognize that?
That's the end of the...
Okay, do the first one.
I don't know which one we're trying
to... The first one?
This is a recreation in Flash. Yeah, it's a pretty good recreation, though, right?
Do you recognize that?
I mean, it's okay. And then
what about Viacom?
The Viacom V of Doom, I have that here, too. But Harry, these are not that...
Just do the Viacom V of Doom.
But I don't think anyone cares.
Okay. Admit that sucks.
It's not as good as the screen gems.
Yeah, did you do the screen gems one more time?
No,
please.
No.
Please. Okay, okay. One last thing.
Good,
can we talk about MyDeathSpace.com?
Okay, MyDeathSpace.com. I'm going to go to
okay.
Tell everybody what that is.
Whenever I get really depressed and dark and I want to kill people, I go on this thing called MyDeathSpace.com, which features all these people that have died that still happen to have MySpace accounts. It's fucking fascinating because you get to see their fucking MySpace accounts and you get to see what people's comments are. Some people don't even realize they're dead. And what's the most amazing account on MyDeathSpace.com is a story about Jodi Ann Arias, J-O-D-I. Ann A N N Arias A R I A S.
Oh, I'm supposed to be typing this in.
Fucking yeah, check her out.
Oh, so I'm going to this. Like, here's a girl's MySpace. She was shot and killed in her apartment.
Oh yeah, dude, and she still has a MySpace. Oh,
I see. They just link to it. Yeah.
Sometimes it's private.
Yeah, this
but
one's
a lot
private.
Of times people.
Who am I typing in? Go ahead, Harry.
Jodi J O D I.
Mm-hmm.
Ann.
A N N.
A N N. Arias A R I A S. Basically, her story is she stabbed her boyfriend 27 times and shot him in the face and is denying that she did it.
Really?
Yeah.
So whose MySpace are we looking at?
We're looking at hers and his.
Huh.
But you have to go to the article. There you go.
He makes
she's
the police.
She's pretty. And you go to her MySpace.
And what, did she kill herself?
No. She's in jail right now. She's waiting trial. This month, she's going to be tried. Either execution or life imprisonment.
The graphic photos. Oh, she killed the 30-year-old guy. Oh, this guy looks like oh, so I can go
he's
to his MySpace.
Guy. Yeah, he's a cocky. He's a cocky guy. He was about to break up with her.
And she's a pretty girl,
right? He was about to break up with her,
oh,
so she stabbed him 27 times and shot him in the face. And she claims that some people broke into the apartment, some unknown people shot him, and then left without killing her, which is fucking bullshit.
Jeez.
And when the cops found out about it, they said she said her story was at first that she hadn't seen him for a year, which is fucking a lie. She had just seen him that day because they found a fucking camera and developed the film from the washing machine, and they saw some pictures of her naked 3 hours before the incident. Tell me if she's not guilty.
Yeah, you can read that whole article. I'll probably link to that.
It's fucking amazing.
And I'm on her MySpace. Do you want to find out something about her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's
guilty.
She
has a tribute to him, too.
This is Exhibit A. This is If I Was a Lawyer, this is it.
Right, they froze
MySpace, listen. MySpace. Status. Single. Guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
She was not single until she murdered him.
Right.
So somehow she took the time to.
What happened was her story was she became like everything this guy was. He was a Mormon. She became a Mormon.
Yeah.
He liked fucking positive books. She liked positive books. They were both in prepaid legal services. They met. They fucking fell in love. But then he blew her off and was going to like.
Should
drop
we read
her
blog?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Eddie Snell's Pulse. I don't know what these are.
That's him. That's one of his characters. He did like motivational speaking.
Oh.
It's an utterly fascinating story. And I want people to know out there.
Her blog's annoying, but.
JoelRadio.net, if she's guilty or she's innocent.
She would like to meet Dr. Maya Angelou.
You got to see her.
Dr. Michael Beckwith.
Go to 48
Greg
Hours.
Sylvia Brown. Jack Canfield. Anderson Cooper. Jesus Christ. Jackie Chan.
By the way, a lot of people that say they'd like to meet Jesus Christ almost inadvertently die very quickly.
She'd like to meet Jerry Rice. Robin Williams.
Jerry
Rice played for the 49ers.
Okay, now go to his MySpace.
Okay, this guy's MySpace, Travis. I'm on his MySpace.
Look what his interests are at the top. No,
his
go down.
Interests.
General.
General. Money, women, and power. Okay, so the guy is a bit
kind of a dick.
He liked The Secret, Zoolander, Dumb and Dumber, The Life Aquatic, The Royal Tenenbaums, Ferris Bueller Day Off. Yeah, the guy's an idiot. Books, Think and Grow Rich. How to Win Friends and Influence People. And so the guy was full of himself a little bit. Right.
Yeah. She left messages for him, blah, blah, blah.
Now, are there like, oh, she's, oh, look, there's a comment from her to him about Earth Day.
And I think he was murdered in 2008.
Yeah, these are all from 2007.
But what's really interesting is there's no pictures of her, but there's pictures of him in her account.
Oh,
so
obviously
she meant nothing to him.
Oh, I
that's what drove her fucking crazy.
And there, is that evidence that
there was evidence that she was about to go on a cruise with some other girl, and he was telling her that day.
Really?
And was going to drop her like a hot potato.
But what is my? Oh, this girl's got nice.
Oh, she's hot.
She is.
He shouldn't have dropped her, dude, because she fucking stabbed him.
Look at her there. Look how cute.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's nice.
And she's insane. You got to now go to 48 Hours interview with her.
Is this on MySpace or
no?
Where is this?
It's just Google it. Watch and see. Just play a little bit of the video clip and see if she is completely convinced that she is innocent. Watch. Watch this motherfucker.
Like, wow, you're all fired up.
Oh, I'm so fired up about this
Jody.
Shit. Ann Arias, 48 hours.
Look at Harry. You're on top of this, huh?
Oh, dude. It's amazingly interesting.
48 hours CBS. Okay,
yeah,
here
you go. There you go. Oh, and she even smiles for her mugshot, and everyone's criticizing her for that. And she's like, well, I guess, you know.
Jody Arias speaks out.
Right. Some of you are supporting her. Some people are. Watch this. Okay. Watch this shit. Tell me. Look. Tell me that she doesn't seem innocent.
Okay, well, I'm watching this Katie Couric
right, fuck
ad
Katie.
On 48 Hours
right, here we go.
Website.
Here we go.
This is from her press conference. She's in jail in a black and white jumpsuit.
Right.
I feel like since I've been incarcerated, it's almost like there's been a proverbial duct tape over my mouth, and I haven't been able to say anything. There have been a lot of people that have been speaking out and saying things. On their side, and this isn't a two-sided story. This is a multifaceted story. There are many sides to the story.
I say guilty.
Do you really?
And I just don't feel like
yeah.
How do you? How can you tell?
She seems like she's lying.
There's a lot of forensics suggesting that I was.
Oh, they found her handprint on the bloody wall of her of the bathroom and found hair samples.
If you were presented this evidence and you were a third party, what would you think?
And she didn't call the cops. Supposedly someone else killed him. And she didn't
call
the cops.
Well, I don't know what the deal is, but I'll have to look deeper into this. But yeah, I mean, she's not giving off the thing. Because even I almost believe that, who's this girl in Italy that they say killed
him? Oh, yeah.
I think she was maybe innocent.
Maybe. Like she killed this girl?
Yeah, they say she killed
her
roommate.
Why?
But they already found a guy that, you know, has been convicted. Who she didn't know, they claimed that maybe they met on the night and they conspired to kill her, but they didn't. So anyway, all right, Harry, I think
we're ending on a very deathly.
Yeah, it's
note.
A very sad note. Well, I got to do my UFC.
Can we
picks,
add it on something good?
Do you have any funny YouTube things to watch that aren't a Viacom logo flying by? And if you don't, it's okay.
Have you seen anything on YouTube that's interesting?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you?
Like rap, comedy?
I don't know.
How about let's take these people out with Father MC's Everything's Gonna Be All Right from 1990. Come on.
This is a request
Come
show.
Come on, man. Playing
Father.
Come on. It'll fucking listen. Pump people up.
All right, listen.
People like music.
What is Ski Mask Way?
Oh, Ski Mask. Type that up. It's a sweet ass fucking video. Type
oh, that's
it up right
the song.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah, do that song.
So, like,
right
I did write that
It's
down
a sweet ass song, dude. Listen to this video. This poor kid died who produced it.
What's the kid's name?
Disco D.
You think he's got a Wikipedia page?
He's kind of related to Dill Master D.
This is the official video for
Ski Mask Way. Watch. Listen to that sample. That's a sample. Do it.
What's the sample of?
I don't know. Some fucking...
I kind of recognize it.
Some 70s song.
Yeah, it's like a funk song.
Yeah. So the kid got nothing. Sweet, though.
Yeah, there's his... There's his Wikipedia page.
Sad. He got nothing. 50 Cent didn't even give him shit, dude. And that's... He contributed to this poor kid's death. Yes. Because he thought he was going to blow up because he fucking... Because 50 Cent blew up. By the way, Dr. Dre employs a lot of like pseudo-producers that work under him. Dr. Dre does not produce all the beats.
Oh, I hear you.
Like kids like this.
All right, it's a Ski Mask Way, and then
and he was
no
from
money.
Detroit.
I Harbor. Can't find the Ski Mask Way page on here, but
doesn't matter. He did it.
I believe your story. I
trust
just
me.
To,
trust me.
Yeah, you have to go to.
It's a sweet song,
all right.
Though.
All right, dude. All right, here. Enough of that 50 Cent.
Do we really have to talk about Tap Out Gear?
You're talking about Tap Out. What
has this show
about?
Been sponsored by Tap Out?
Well, they have a some sort of deal with Tap Out. They make clothing.
Yeah.
They make stuff
and that
for
kid
fighters.
Became successful because he watched the Tony Robbins CD. I saw it late at night in the infomercial.
Who's that?
The kid who created Tap Out. He said I used to make only $20,000 or $30,000 a year off Tap Out, but after I watched Tony Robbins, I now make millions of dollars.
He might, but the one of the Tap Out founders was killed in a car accident about a year ago. So
I'd like to tap you out, dude.
Okay, listen. So Sabo did and I have been doing UFC picks. And the last show, because of the timing, it was right around the new year, and we didn't do a show or something to where we didn't make picks. And I did make my own picks, but Sabo didn't give me his or something. And I ended up making my own picks, and I got them all right, ironically enough. So anyway, here's our picks for UFC 109. It's this weekend on pay-per-view. On the undercard, I'm taking Matt Serra to beat Frank Trigg, and Sabo's taking Trigg. That's a battle of veterans. Damian Maia versus Dan Miller. We're both going to take Damian Maia, the brilliant Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert, to beat Dan Miller. That's a battle at 185. Mike Swick versus Paulo Thiago. I'm taking Paulo Thiago. Sabo's got Mike Swick.
Who's Sabo?
Steve Sabo.
Oh, your buddy, the comic.
Comedian, yeah. And he calls in and he does his picks. But he emailed them to me this week. Nate Marquardt versus Chael Sonnen. Nate Marquardt will get a 185-pound title match if he wins this fight. We've both got Marquardt to beat Chael Sonnen. And in the main event, it's Mark Coleman versus Randy Couture, the first ever battle of UFC Hall of Famers. Sabo, I guess Coleman was Sabo's wrestling coach in high school or something. But I think Couture is going to win, so I've got Couture. Sabo's got Coleman. So we differ on three fights. So it could the overall results can change. I think Sabo's got a slight lead right now. But anyway, so that's this weekend. Go watch that. That'll about do it for the UFC picks. I'm not going to do a whole segment on it this week.
Can we go out with Everything's Going to Be All Right by Father MC? Come on, dude. It's on It's on Vivo.
It's not on YouTube.
Right.
Oh, God.
Come on.
But, dude, I got to just search all over. Okay, Father
MC.
Everything's Going to Be All Right.
Yeah, Everything's Going to Be All Right from 1990.
And why do you like this?
I don't know.
Okay. Everything's Going to Be All Right by Father MC.
Right.
Should I search for a video?
Yeah, the video, dude.
Hold on a second. Let's see what this
totally
is.
Totally dated. Come on, pump it up.
Yo, what's up, Tim? You seen that girl? Yeah, I saw her. She's crazy, bro, right?
Shh, come on.
Yeah, she is.
Yo, this is fucking genius.
I got beef. Yo, don't even stress it. Get the crew together and everything's going to be all right. Don't even
Everything's
going
to be all right, everyone. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Weekend the weekend with a groove, roll about 8 feet. Now watch my next move. Wait until nightfall so I can enjoy. System pumped by 4 G's, running like a convoy.
Isn't that the same beat from every other rap song?
Yeah, it's
Rapper's Delight.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. He remade
isn't that,
it.
Isn't that Good Times by Cheek? Or,
yeah,
yeah.
Good times. These are the good times. It's a great song, though, man. He's the one that first brought Mary J. Blige to the world in his other song.
We got him to blame.
Well, she's black. Jesse's dancing.
He's just completely asleep.
Dude, he's dancing. Kitty.
Harry. We're going to listen to this. I'll keep this playing. I want to thank
Come
you
on.
For... This is the... I will play this and then we'll...
Just to roll it out, dude.
It's still on. People can hear it. It's still
Come
on.
Come on, pump it up. Through the microphone. Yeah. Everything's going to be all right. As long as you listen to joelradio.net.
All right, thank
everything
you, Harry.
Everything will be all right.
For joining us today on Joel Radio.
This show has been brought to you by the Screen Gems S from Hell.
It'll be at the end of the podcast. I'll put that at the end.
If you could put a link to Screen Gems S from Hell, the show will be blessed. I swear to God, dude.
All right. Hey, listen. Thank you for joining me once again.
Thank you.
We'll catch you on... usually at Club Bart's open mic comedy
Shashi
night.
Shashi actually knows the show's over.
Bye, Shashi. See you, buddy.
He got off the... Yeah, I'll see you at Club Bart's.
Yeah, next week. Not there this week.
I'm not there this week either.
Because there's no show.
Why? What happened to the show?
Blues Fest is this week.
Fuck Blues Fest.
There's no comedy. All right. Harry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joel. Just remember, everything's going to be all right.
All right. I'm going to go out with the real theme song. Is that okay? Is that too sad? The S from Hell.
You could play it again if you want. You can play it at the end of the show.
Hell.
Come on.
The S from Hell.
Just end the show. It's a perfect intro out. Come on, out intro, dude.
What if I just like sample it and put it in?
Just do it now, like at the end. Like, let the song end and then play that. So it's the perfect ending to the show. It's perfect. Everyone will fucking love the show. Shout out to Filthy Andy.
All right, I want to thank everybody for listening.
But that's from Hell. You're gonna play that. You promise.
Fade this out and we'll end.
Okay, awesome. But fade it out. That's it. Peace.
Goodbye, everybody. You're so entertained.
That's insane.
By the dumbest shit.
That's insane.